96.18.
Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is sponsored by Business on the Edge and your small business problem solver and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our magazine info website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, and be out there. Be nice out there with those political views. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known in your products and your services. Get out there and do that virtual networking, ladies. We want you to get that opportunity out there. Believe me, you can do a lot of business out there on social media. Check out our podcast on Podbean at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com, iTunes and Google Play, our Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended, Raw and Real. It gets a little bit more interesting out there on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. with your questions or comments. Each week, we'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership. Yes, hand clap there. And we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. If you want to call into the show and get your questions and answers on air, dial 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character. That is the goal of true education. That is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm going to say that again. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. To think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I always start my show out with either a power question, power fact, power thought. Tonight may be a little bit of all three, a power question, a power fact, and a power thought. Your words. Your words always have the power to create something. It can create something destructive. It can create something good. What you say matters. That is a fact. That is a power thought. And the question would be whether or not you are thinking about what you're saying. And I just read a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King, and you need to think critically. You need to think intensively so that you are saying the things that really matter, because they do have the power to create. I have some very special guests in the studio tonight. In fact, we have a live audience tonight. We have some young kids here from one of our local San Jose Silicon Valley schools. We have parents here. We have concerned parents, concerned community leaders. This is Black History Month, and so we're going to be addressing a very hot topic, something that we have talked about for years, and we're going to deal with our words. But before we get into that, I would be remiss not to talk about the Florida shootings. I know that we have, we're hearing about it all over the news and other mediums, but I want to talk about our responsibility to helping to keep our schools safe. I have a 24-year-old son. I am grateful and thankful to God that my son, and who should say this, I am thankful to God that my son or my daughter did not get shot at school today. And that's not everyone's story. And this week we lost 17 people that should have went home to their families. And I saw a 17-year-old young man from the school share on national news that we appreciate the prayers, we appreciate the condolences, but something has to stop, something has to change. We need something to happen different so this doesn't happen again. And I echo that because whether our students are out of school or not, this is a community problem. We have to get involved. And we have to do something that changes what's going on. And I want to say to the to those that have lost loved ones in this horrific attack, believe me, there was no winners on either side. Something was wrong with the shooter and how he processed information. Martin Luther King just said, intensively, critically, think. It matters. What you think about matters. What you think about matters. If you're thinking about the wrong things, eventually you're going to act out the things that you're thinking about. Our prayers and my prayers and condolences are with those that have lost their children, their wives, their husbands. I believe it was three male teachers. Loss of life is, this is unacceptable. And we need to do something different. And I want to participate in that. I don't know what that is going to be or look like, but we need to do something differently. And maybe Business on the Edge needs to do something that helps promote that. Tonight, we need to look at saving our kids' lives. They have a right to grow, to become the great leaders, men and women of this nation. If there is something going on with your children, quit making excuses for them and get them the help that they need. And this is not just children. These are adults who are going into the workplace and shooting. And I've said this before. If you are fired or released or kicked out of school, all of these things could happen. It does not give you permission to go and take someone else's life. Get some support. Get that anger out in the right way. Tonight, I have students with me tonight. And we're going to talk about some of the anger, some of the issues that we see in the Black community. We're going to deal with a first step, a movement even, to stop saying the N-word. And I could say it for you, and if I need to spell it out for you, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I'll help you out with that. But the N-word for the people of color, the Black people of America, and we're part of the problem, let's be clear about that, that we need to stop it. And these are not the only words, and this is not the only word that we need to quit saying. But this is a start. This is a first step because words matter. And I'm going to bring on air with me right now, who's kind of spearheading this, is Albert Wright. He's a master engineering technician. Let me get this right. Metrology Engineering and Applications, Lamb Research Corporation. And you're Black. You're a Black man. I'm on the edge for a reason. I tell you, this is awesome, though. I say that because we need to understand that there is, in the Black community, education. We can be educated. We can excel. We can own. We can have master's degrees. We can have PhDs. We can choose something different. You choose. You choose your future. No one can keep you from being the gift that you're supposed to be to this planet. No one can dumb you down but you. I know that. I've lived it. You choose. So, Albert, tell us a little bit about this movement, Forever February, and how this kind of campaign started.
Well, Margaret, the way the Forever February movement began, I'm a member of the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley, and I mentor the students here with us today. Dr. Jamal Splane, the principal of Burnell Intermediate School, emailed me and told me about a situation that arose where one of our young white youth called one of our mentees the N-word and a bunch of other explicitives, bad words, on social media. Dr. Jamal asked me to take this negative and turn it into a positive. And I sat with the mentees and Forever February was born. And so Forever February, the Forever February movement, is designed to challenge our culture, our youth, to stop using the N-word themselves, stop listening to the media, the music, and everything where the N-word is supported. And in challenging ourselves to use it, we can change the culture.
That's right. And I want to say this. I was at a funeral yesterday, and I heard a man speak about his father, stood up and spoke about his father. And he said he was a military man. He was in the Air Force. And his mother and father were in a, and the father talking about his dad. This man is almost 70 years old. And he's talking about black men, okay, talking about the racial struggles when he was growing up. And his parents were in a car accident, hit by a drunk driver. And when help came, the police helped the drunk driver and left his parents on the side of the road. Okay. And so what I'm saying is that his father came back when they got the help that they needed, because he had to call his sister to get help. When his father set his children down, he said, you treat people by their character, not by what they call you.
Wow, powerful.
And people that are using the N-word against you is not about the word, it's about their character. And so you choose to respond based on character, not because they're calling you, because you have different choices. So he never allowed his children to deal with people based on race, but character. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. She's a
lady. Welcome back. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to an incredible group of young people with regards to Forever February, a campaign, if you will, with their leaders and mentors, Albert Wright of the LAM Research Organization Company, and along with Dr. Jamal Splane, who is the president, and yes, and the 100 Black Men, you tied into all of that. I'm being signaled by Albert is 100 Black Men, and we're just trying to reintroduce him. So you know, if you're just tuning into the show, that we have Albert right here, and who's also a part of the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley, San Jose. But I want to address the student, and then I'm gonna jump over to the principal of Burnell Intermediate South San Jose School, and that's Dr. Jamal Splane. But let me talk to Jason. Jason, I have your dad here in the room, and Dad, you give us permission to interview your son. Now, you saw this exchange between your friend and this student. And so give us a little, draw us a picture of what happened.
So one day we just finished PE and then we're going down the stairs to go change the locker room. And then a white kid and his friends had an argument, and then my friend told him to be quiet. And then he said, "Shut up, you N-word." When I heard this, I told the principal, and he took a stand against it. So that's how Forever February came in. So the whole point of Forever February is to eradicate the N-word. So our goal is to make a video of, so 1 million people viewed it. Another goal is not to say the N-word, and us as students, if we say the N-word, we have a little jar, and if we do slip up, we put a dollar inside for pizza. So that trains us.
So let me back up. You put a dollar in the jar for pizza?
Yes.
Isn't that like a reward, though?
The pizza party.
Isn't that like a reward, though? You put the dollar in the jar, and then for saying the N-word, but is that a reward, Albert?
Well, it's an encouragement. It's fun at the same time, but over the course of the month of February and beyond, there's the educational aspect concerning it and the seriousness of it.
So if they really like pizza, though, they might say it 10 times just so they can put a dollar in the jar so you guys will go get some pizza.
Well, it's for the end of the month, a huge pizza party where that's all inclusive. That's inviting our Latinos, our white brothers, in on this pizza party. And the ideal, again, is it takes all of us to change this narrative.
That's right. So let me ask you a question. You're how old?
I'm 14 years old.
14. When you heard that, how did you feel?
Me personally, it felt degrading to me because that word has been in existence for a long time, dating back to the slave days. And the word, if anybody knows what the N-word means, it means ignorant. Now, not all African Americans are ignorant. Some of us are. So when he did say that, I was, like I said, it was degrading, and I think I'm not an ignorant person. That's why as African Americans and us, like Brother Albert mentoring us, we have to take a stand against it and build up African American youth so that word will not be used against us. In fact, it will be eliminated forever.
And so let me just say this to you. And I enter the show with words have power. But you have a choice to determine how that word impacts you when you hear it. So when someone says it, and we would like everyone to quit saying it, the chances are that's not going to happen. The world's going to be what the world's going to be. But you can change your world. You can change your world. You can change your world. We can change our world. If it is said, and I've had it said to me walking down the street when I was about your age, white guys in a pickup truck yelled out, didn't know them, haven't seen them since, I'm sure, called the N-word. And I thought for a second I should I should respond in kind with maybe one of my fingers. But I decided, you know what? It's not important. It's not important enough for me. Why? Because how you decide to respond to it is important. Don't ever let it make you degraded because you are a history maker and world shaker. You going over and not under. And we're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Get up off of that thing. Look at that. Welcome back. James Brown. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm going to bring in Dr. Jamal Splane. Dr. Jamal Splane is the principal of Brunel Intermediate School. Dr. Jamal, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've been listening in on the show, and we've talked to one of your students. We've engaged Albert in this Forever February campaign. What, when Jamal and the students reported this incident, what was your initial thoughts on this? What was the first line of thought that you had with this incident?
Well, before I share my thoughts, I heard that Jason and the rest of those Brunel knuckleheads make sure they get out of there quickly this evening, because I know they got homework and some research to do. So I want to be sure that they are put on notice to make sure that they get their homework done, because radio shows are not an excuse.
Your principal just said, make sure you get your homework done. They can't all hear you. Only a couple can be on headset at the same time because of how we set it up tonight. But your principal just said, being on the radio is no excuse not to have your homework done tomorrow. So don't make me your excuse. Okay. So understood, principal.
All right. Well, you know, when it definitely went down in the fall, the young men on social media using the N-word in a very ugly way. The word itself is ugly, but it was being spread electronically through social media with a lot of heat, a lot of energy, just a lot of pretty negative ways. And so as it typically does, followed the trail and the energy back to campus during school. Lots of conflicts were brewing. And I was able to pull in, being African-American myself, Jason and a number of my key African-American students into my office, and really with the initial goal of just getting them to, if for nothing else, do me a favor as principal and help me kind of get the energy down on this situation.
Sure.
Clearly, these were young men who were being targeted, that were highly sought after, very popular all around, athletically, socially, just strong young men, and had a really strong following socially. So I knew I had some allies in terms of a principal really wanting to kill all of the energy around this, aside from the disciplinary measures that we were going to take on the other young man. Many times 12-year-olds don't really care about the structural justice that happens because they have their own understanding of what justice should look like in a situation like that.
Okay,
so I pulled him in and I said, you know what, guys, I need you to help me get in front of this and kind of get everybody to stand down, because there were a lot of friends of theirs who were really ready to jump in on this, so to speak. And when they were proceeding to share really what their experience was and how it made them feel, and I heard Jason tonight talk about the locker room incident, it wasn't so much what they said, but how they communicated about how they felt that really changed it for me, kind of changed my goal from just getting the situation to end to really emboldening and embracing the situation as an opportunity. I'm really big on chasing the challenge. I'm really big on looking for an opportunity within a dilemma or a problem. And I go, okay, here we go, guys. And you can ask Jason, and he was there with me. I said, if you commit to getting in front of this, getting everybody to stay away from this kid, I'll commit to jumping in front of this. We'll turn this into an educational campaign.
Sure.
So often kids just don't know what they don't know, and our job is to turn you into leaders, turn you into the people sharing the story, and turn it into where people will learn better. Hopefully, when they learn better, they'll do better.
Absolutely. I got to go to a commercial break. Well said, Principal. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk to another student. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I'm so excited about this show because we have just started airing this. We've just been doing this maybe for about 2 or 3 weeks. And the Small Business Concierge segment of the show is about small businesses, about entrepreneurship. It's about professionalism. And tonight, because we have a very special show here, and we have a studio audience, I have... Wow, about 9-10 people here in the studio with me, a couple of people online, Dr. Jamal Splane, and we have Dr. Deborah Watkins with us as well. And we're talking about getting rid of the N-word, and not just within the Black community, but just within communities. And one of the things that we talked about on break, Albert, was that my son's here with us tonight. He's 24 years old, and he was taught, he's so unfamiliar with using the N-word. There was things that we just did not allow when he was growing up, is the N-word. Playing video games that were gun related. He never had any gun toys or anything like that. We just made some decisions that, and we watched what he watched. We listened to what he was listening to. I was one of those mothers. I'm like, let me hear what you're listening to right now. Let me see what you doing.
Yeah.
What you doing? What are you closing your door? I'm one of those moms that don't close your door in this house. So we have to make some choices that help us raise our children in the right way. And so this segment of the show, I want to bring on Dr. Deborah Watkins, because she's the founder, president, and executive director of the California Alliance of African American Educators, an entrepreneur, someone who made decisions to do something different. Dr. Watkins, how are you tonight?
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we absolutely can. This campaign, what I'd like you to address with the not saying N-word, you have your organization that you have founded, you're the president, it's entrepreneurial. When we talk about language and words that are inappropriate, it's inappropriate everywhere.
Right. First of all, let me say that I do have 2 master's degrees, but not a doctorate. So everybody calls me Dr. Watkins, but I'm actually not, and I wanted to make sure I set the record straight there.
Okay.
But yes, I taught high school English for many, many years, and words have tremendous power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with this campaign, and what would you say are some things that once we get out of February, we've got March, April, we've got the rest of, you know, what we're moving forward towards in this future. What are some ways that you can share with us and share with this audience to move forward as an educator? And maybe there's some things within entrepreneurship and professionalism, but for our kids, to give them a different vision. What is the vision that we need to give them? And you as an educator, what would that be? What do we need to start? And again, this is not just a Black thing. This is so many different races are saying it to the tune of they're enjoying calling each other the N-word. And they're not even Black. And like I said on commercial break, is that, you know, and even in our community, we have used it as some sort of term of endearment. But call me something different. If you can't just come
King,
up with a different,
queen.
come up with something a little bit more appropriate. So what would that vision be?
Well, first of all, I love what you said earlier to the young student from Brunel. You mentioned that it's all about a person's response to the word, right? So if you know that you're not that pejorative term that people use carelessly, people of all races use carelessly, including our own children, then it won't have the same effect on you.
Right.
So forward, see, what I like about what Albert Wright has proposed in Forever February, I love that, does have an entrepreneurial component to it. He is talking about gear, apparel that can be sold and worn by young people all over the country. And that is entrepreneurial.
That's absolutely
but it's
right.
entrepreneurial with a purpose. So I love
that's,
that.
That's very good. That's very good. Albert, what's your response to that? That's very good. Entrepreneurial with a mission, with a mission. So we're talking about gear, apparel, yes. Getting people unfamiliar.
Getting people unfamiliar with the word altogether. One of the things that the entrepreneurial portion of it, the entrepreneurial education portion of it is, it allows our youth to sell Forever February gear, caps, sweatshirts, hoodies, and earn monies for community organizations of their choice or their black student unions at the school to empower them to do something that they want to do as a community to affect the community. One of the things that we're seeing with going into college, you have to have community credits. You have to have community service hours. And this portion of the Forever February, one of the four goals, the entrepreneurial educational portion of the goal, empowers our students to have a community service sure. element.
Sure. Before we go to a commercial break, I want to talk to another student, Faith. We have about a minute before we go to a commercial break. You're the young lady in the room, the student, the only young student female in the room. What do you think about all of this? What are the girls saying?
Well, I hear a lot of the girls, they do use the N-word, but not as much as the guys would. They normally use the B-word, which is just as bad. But the whole Forever February movement, I love it. I support it 100% because I always go around school hearing people using the N-word with the hard E-R, or just the N-word. And I don't like the word genuinely, but sometimes I do have my slip-ups where I say it on accident. And everyone around school, because they know we're doing the Forever February, they'll be like, oh, that's a dollar, like, as a joke. But we do put our money inside the jar. I think that the movement is a good thing. I think that we can actually change something if we just keep it going, not just for the month of February, but for the rest of our lives.
Fantastic. With that, we're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Phil Collins just never gets old. It just never gets old. It just never gets old, right? Right, right. It's the drum solo with Phil Collins. I mean, come on. It just, Arab Night, he just doesn't get old. We have a little bit of time before we are out of here. We're at the bottom of our show. I've got one more student to get on. And I got Marcos here. Marcos, we've been talking about Forever February, not saying the N-word. When February ends, what are you going to do?
When February ends, we're not really going to stop it. We're going to continue strive and make sure this spreads all around the world. Make sure everybody stops saying the word. Just banish it from the dictionary. Banish it from, like, usage or...
It is banished from the dictionary. It used to be in the dictionary. I have a very old dictionary. It's a very, very old Webster dictionary. And the N-word is in it. And it's a very... interesting definition, and it's not, there's nothing good about the definition. And if you want to know what that definition is, go get you a very, very old dictionary, and then you can find out what it is. I'm not going to share it on air. But so when you hear it, if you hear it from someone, whether they're a person of color or not, what are you gonna think about it? Now, we've had some very interesting conversation here. Are you going to take that in and embrace that, or what are you going to do that in terms of how it impacts you?
I'm going to maybe, like, ask them to, like, first stop, like, stop using the word unless they know what it means, and like, they're not using it correctly. So, like, the second time I hear them say it, okay, I'll give you, like, the last straw, like, the last chance. One more time, it's just going straight to the office.
It's going straight to the office. Good answer. It's going straight to the office. And I'm like, well, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Very good. Marcos, you guys and all of the students here tonight, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Honored to have you here as my guest. Yes, yes, give yourself a hand. But you guys are all history makers and world shakers. You choose the character that you want to become. And no one can define that by calling you anything. Okay, if they're not calling you the best things out of you, then those are things that you can choose. It says, you know what, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. You just have to kind of bat that stuff off. So thank you for coming. We've got about a minute before we get off air, Albert. You said something interesting on the break, and you said we've endeared it.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to stop it.
Yes.
Last thoughts.
Yes. As a culture, again, when the word was put on us during slavery, and we turned as slaves and began to call other slaves the N-word, and then it got into our generations where we begin to endear the word, this generation now, our millennials, our 7th and 8th graders and those above, they are a generation that has been born into social media that can have a powerful voice to change this whole conversation. We no longer, after being educated, if you continue using the word, you're a fool. You're truly a fool. One of the things that we want our children's children to be so unfamiliar to them. And I apologize to our youth for we slipped up. We allow the music to creep into the culture and become mainstream. And now when the kids listen to music, it's being pumped in their head. They're memorizing it. Yep. And so I say openly to our students here, as I've shared with them during mentoring, you know, I apologize to you guys, but you can be the voice that makes the difference.
Awesome. Awesome. That's our show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.